This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Excuse me. Busy throat. Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Once again, and it's the return of Think, Aim, Fire. On the left, writing for the Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American News, let's see what else, Substack, and reprinted everywhere, is writer and staccato runner Lee Williams. On the right, from Gamut Resolutions and product developer and all-around good telephonic communications dude and staccato runner, Bob Keller. Good afternoon, guys.
Why am I on the left? I want to appeal.
Yeah.
You want to be in the center?
Yeah, I'll be in the center.
So on the right, Lee Williams. Also on the right, Bob Keller.
Much better.
That doesn't hurt your feelings.
That's exactly. Sort of lopsided. I mean, listen, tell that to the guy that's going down the hall helping you clear the hall. I don't want to be on the left. Somebody got to be on the left, man. Somebody got to clear the left side. I need that crossfire. Anyway.
Just a word.
Both of you guys live in Florida. You have recently withstood Hurricane Ian. That's why I haven't been bugging you, because I figured there might be a little raking, a little sweeping going on.
Yep, so, definitely was.
We made out pretty well, Bob and I, but I mean, I live in northern Sarasota County. Bob lives in southern Manatee. And we did okay here. I mean, there's some down trees and stuff, but my God, you go south of here into southern Sarasota, Collier, especially Lee County, and those people did not make out well at all.
But that's pure dumb luck, right?
Yeah, the destruction down there is just biblical. I mean, it is biblical. Everything's gone. These people think that, who don't have never been through a hurricane, that, they'll be fine in a couple of weeks. This is going to take years for them to come back, Bill.
Oh, I'm sure. I have no doubt. But the thing is, you did come out. But what I'm interested in, with two guys like you, now I know a little bit about what you did, Lee, with Bob, who must have just, he's sort of a product developer. I'm sure you probably had a bunch of things ready to put in motion should it get really sideways on you. How far do you take it when something like that is bearing down on you?
Weapon wise?
Yes, sir.
I don't. So a couple of them that I've gone through, we just left. Get out early. You don't have to beat the crowd or be stuck in the crowd when everyone decides to go. And then we come back early. This one that didn't look like, that it is a crapshoot. I can't remember which one it was, Lee, that it was supposed to be south or north, and it came like straight across. It was totally unpredictable. You never know.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
you know, you, where it's actually going to make landfall. Now, this one decided to stay. I mean, I had a generator set up that installed, obviously, all the food and stuff. But I'm not a huge prepper when it comes to that, except for just knowing that you could survive with as much stuff for at least 5 or 7 days.
Yeah.
I'm sure people would take it a lot more experience than that. But,
well, I'm more interested in the here's the problem with a scenario like that, and it's a sad testament, I guess, to humanity. But in a really bad disaster situation, it seems like it comes down to the haves and the have-nots.
Oh yeah, back in like the when everything goes to crap, and then people are
hungry,
robbing, yeah. when you go in that situation, which it would definitely happen if all hell is broken loose and there's no food or water, your best friend that you thought, you know, to your left or right, when their kids are hungry and haven't eaten in a while, that best friend could become your worst nightmare, you know?
Yeah. So when
I obviously have all my guns and ammo and all that. They're always prepped, so I don't fear that. But like in a situation where if it's just you and you don't have an actual compound to go to with other people, there's not enough ammo in the world to protect you if you're the only one, and there's a whole city coming to your house because you're the only one.
Yeah, well, there is that. That's why it would be nice to have somebody on the left, Lee.
Well, I mean, that's why truly, if you're really prepping, you live in the city. I mean, you got to have some place where you can go other than your house. I know people have prepped and have their basements full of water and you know, a year's worth of food, and they have all this ammo, and they're like, oh, I'm just going to defend from here. I don't care who you are. If the whole block knows that you have food and water, and they want in, they're going to get in. You know, the best thing is to get away to a place that no one knows that you have the stash and defend from there. You're not going to, because then you might be defending from 5 or 6 locals, you know.
I couldn't agree more. I live in an apartment building with 600 people. Okay.
Yeah. Where are they coming if they know that you have supplies?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Both of us were ready, but thank God we didn't have to put anything into Clayville. I know that they are arresting looters pretty much every day down south, including a bunch that are in this country illegally.
Yeah.
We have a sheriff down here, Grady Judd, and he told his people in Polk County that if they see a looter there, they should ventilate them so they look like grated cheese.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll put a stop to it real quick once the word gets out.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of shooting people over your stuff, you know, trying to protect your property. But in this kind of a situation, you never know that if they're willing to come into your property to loot, they're probably willing to do harm. So you would be defending yourself from people, in my humble opinion, which is not obviously legal advice. But I know it's a big issue down south, and there's a lot of guys carrying firearms down there, as they should.
Well, I mean, my issue with some, you know what, we're coming up on the first break. So before we get into that particular issue, we'll let's give the due where it is. Of course, you can find Bob at Gamut Resolutions. He is he's out there training everybody how to deal with a variety of situations. And then there is Mr. Williams, Lee Williams. He is the writer at, he's the gun writer, gunwriter.substack.com. He's also the only investigative reporter at the Second Amendment investigative reporting experiment that they've got going on there, and it's actually proving the science. And Armed American News. We'll be right back. This is Think, Aim, Fire, and this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA, and stay tuned for the the Bill Proof Project Part 2. Joining me now from, and this is Think Aim Fire, we're talking to Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Do you guys want to know what the Bill Proof Project is?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Aero Precision has basically sent me a gun in a box, unassembled. And what makes it Bill Proof is I won't be the one assembling it. And that means it will function.
Yeah.
It will function. And that's always fun to do. And I've had to do a little part substitution. They sent me a bunch of stuff with the intention that I was going to make this sort of a precision sort of AR-15. And I can't see that far. And if I can't see you, I'm probably not going to engage you.
Yeah, exactly.
Of course, Bob would probably have something to say about that. But speaking of engaging, now you, Lee, you said something about not wanting to engage in gunfire, with gunfire.
Right.
Somebody wanting your stuff. Except I think the problem there is that you never know how far they're going to go with that.
Oh, and that's absolutely true. I don't want to get in a gunfight. However, I'll be in one in a second if needed. You can't have indecision, and Bob can talk about this a lot better than me, but you have to be willing to go. I mean, you have to realize, and I've seen this in law enforcement, the indecision has killed a lot of cops because they don't actually think that this is happening to them, and they wait, and the next thing you know, they're a statistic on the evening news. That ability to go from 0 to 120 is key. Wouldn't you agree there, Bob?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it comes down to the damn law, though. They're so scared of doing the wrong thing and losing their job or going to jail, they hesitate to do the right thing in that moment, and then that's what puts them in the ground. I mean, it's sad that they have that hesitation, that doubt in their mind that they're possibly doing the wrong thing, but they're not.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I think all civilians would be the same way too. It's like, in Florida, they have to be in your house, right?
Right, which is difficult.
So even if they were coming and you knew it could go bad, if you shot someone outside the house, the right lawyer is going to say, well, how did you know they were going to be a threat? They weren't in your house. And then you go to jail, for however many years or for life. And that's where the hesitation is. I mean, that's why people wouldn't want to get in one.
So that's stand your ground. That's how stand your ground works out.
And the castle doctrine. The stand your ground is very simple. People don't understand it. It just means you don't have a duty to retreat. Before stand your ground, say you're walking through a parking lot with your wife, going to your car from a nice dinner, and some guy hops out with a gun or a knife, you had to retreat. You had to actually turn around and, run away. Otherwise, you can be charged. And stand your ground removes that duty to retreat. You can meet deadly force with deadly force.
Well,
good luck. The scary part is you get to write the right lawyer, the wrong lawyer, and the wrong judge, and they are, it's still, are you going to get prosecuted or not? Are they going to have your back, or are they not going to have your back?
Well, my understanding here in South Carolina, where we have castle doctrine, is that castle doctrine extends outside the home. So if I'm in my car, castle doctrine protects me. Anywhere that I can legally be that I am not committing a crime in, castle doctrine protects me. Having said that,
very similar.
Having said that, I was filling in at a local radio station the other day, and I got a phone call from a guy who was telling me that he'd pulled his weapon in self defense, and they had tried to arrest him anyway. And the person that was that supposedly had snatched his child, not only didn't get arrested, but she also kept her job at the grocery store where he was at. And all that did was give me more questions about that, whatever happened with that stuff. So it is, the one thing he didn't do, though, is he didn't call the cops. And
that could be a mistake.
Yeah. I have pulled my gun twice as a civilian. Now, I didn't call the cops because back then, in South Carolina, you could not have a permit unless you were a state constable, which cost many thousands of dollars, and you had to know some politician to get the appointment. And I didn't have the money, and I didn't know any politicians. So I just said, you know what? Concealed means concealed. Here we go. And then I concealed for 20 years, and I did not go get a permit until I did a show on Sharia law. And a couple of local Islamics in Columbia, South Carolina took umbrage to it. And then I was at the time I was featuring the Attorney General of the state, and he got fast tracked through SLED, and I got my permit. But I didn't get my permit until 2011. But I mean, I pulled my gun twice, and if they had wanted to, the guys that were, you know, giving me static when I pulled my weapon, one wanted me to give him a ride or he's going to dismember me, his words. The other one told me he was going to take everything out of my milk truck, and if I got in his way, he's going to kill me, his words. And when I drew the Glock 22 on both of them, they both became track stars.
Now, good. Then you successfully got out of a very bad situation.
But if they caught cops on me, now, as a permit holder, if I ever pull my gun again, I'll be calling the cops. I'll be calling the cops with guns up. And then, giving them I'm the bald guy, dressed like a slob. I'll be pointing the gun at this malcontent. But whatever it is, going back to earlier, before we came on the air, you know what, I've talked the whole segment. So what I need to do here, first of all, let's do a little selling. You can find Lee stuff at gunrider.substack.com, at armedamericannews.com, and he is the Second Amendment Foundation's investigative reporter. Bob runs something called Gamut Resolutions, where he goes out there and he will take you and he will give you a skill set which you can employ in ways that you probably don't want to have to, but it's better to have it and not need it.
Yep.
And when we get back, I turn this over to these guys because this is their... I haven't spoke to them for a while. I don't know if they can tell I missed them.
We just you too, Bill.
All right. So, everybody hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Protesters are returning to Los Angeles City Hall for another day, calling for the resignations of three council members. A private conversation from a year ago that was leaked online this week featured racist comments from council members Nuri Martinez, Gil Cedillo, and Kevin DeLeon. Martinez went on leave of absence Tuesday. Vladimir Putin will continue to spend more money in his war until Ukraine is finally able to fight off Russia's invasion.
Our joint collaboration is bringing this moment, the victory of Ukraine,
And the more assistance Ukraine gets now, the sooner will come an end to the Russian war.
So says Ukrainian President Zelensky. Speaking via video conference at a World Bank meeting in Washington, he conveyed his gratitude for other countries' support. We are USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The dead doctors don't lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Any of you that have, you know, if you're tuning in or listening to this, you picked it up after the broadcast or whatever, you're actually thinking this is Think Aim Fire, which I've been bogarting it. So now I turn this over to the guys of Think Aim Fire, Lee Williams and Bob Keller. Please take it away, guys.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, I just got back from Gun Rights Policy Conference, which is the Second Amendment Foundation's annual conference. It's a great time. There's a lot to learn in. There was an instructor there who I'd never met in person who I know is a huge advocate of instinctive shooting. That would be shooting without using the sights, focusing your inner chi or whatever to kind of make the bullets magically go where you want them. Bob, you've been in more gunfights than there are episodes of Seinfeld. What are your thoughts, sir, on shooting without the sights?
It's never happened. Or it should never happen. you'd think it would be common sense.
Right.
And I know there's other people out there. I would like to know what his background is or how many gunfights he's actually been in. To base that off of to say that he would actually agree with not looking at sights or not having sight picture before pulling a trigger. But no, I don't. At no time, unless you couldn't actually fully present your gun, there'd be at no time you'd ever shoot without getting a sight picture.
You mean by not fully presenting a gun, you mean the guy is on top of you?
Yeah, basically. Right. Then I would say yes, absolutely, you could do that, right? But if you can actually get fully presented, you should be getting side picture. And I was going to say it doesn't waste time. So a point shooter versus someone who's actually getting silent on side picture or the side picture is always going to be faster. But it comes down to doing this for real and have done it for real so many times. Especially in America, it is a cop or civilian in America. You get an engagement, every single round is going to be counted for, and every single round is basically a no fail shot, because there is always the possibility of there being a friendly somewhere beyond that target.
Right.
Even if you're out in the woods, there is a possibility. I mean, I don't know if you heard of that. Well, actually, I think wasn't it in Polk County? Didn't someone just get a blue on blue happen? And it was like through a trailer.
Terrible situation. Yeah.
Right. But the guy missed, and where'd the bullet go? Into another cop that he couldn't see. So there's always a possibility if you miss that you're shooting someone. So in America, every shot is a no-fail shot. You can basically just treat every shot as a hot aggressive shot. You can't miss. So if you can't miss, if you're point shooting, I think you think you're going to be on target 100% of the time?
No.
No, there's no possibility. I've tried it just to see how like consistent it was versus sight picture. And you're always going to have misses. You're not getting, I don't care how many rounds you shoot or how long you practice. If you get into rapid fire and you're presenting sub-second, which most people are going to be doing without even knowing it when it's for their life, you're not going to be 100% sure that you are on target if you're not looking at those sights. So it's just a straight up no-go.
And like, why are they teaching it?
Because it's faster. It's absolutely faster, and I think it's easier, especially to beginners, to not have to look at sights, right? Just bring the gun up and pull the trigger. Anyone can do that. But it's a speed thing, or it has to be. Those instructors, I would love to be at one of their classes or somewhere where they're on the range teaching point shooting and demonstrating point shooting. And then without them knowing it, I have their kid with me, and then I pull them around the corner right after they got done explaining point shooting is the way to go, and then I take their kid and put it in front of their target and tell them to point shoot.
Yeah.
Tell me that they would there's not one person in America that likes their family member that would point shoot if their kid was in front of that target.
No.
So it's straight up crap. It's not something you would do if your family member was involved in the shooting as a hostage. So if you're not willing to do it with your kid in front of the target, don't do it with my kid in front of the target. It's as easy as that.
Okay. I mean, I was always taught every round that comes out of that barrel has a lawyer attached to it here at
COVID.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't get it.
It's stupid. I know there's other people that are teaching it. I don't know the exact reason. If I had to say it's just because of speed. And you are going to be faster.
Is there anybody at your level who's doing it? Any group or bunch of guys?
No. If there are, and I don't know everyone that was at the unit and, trained with everyone, but not one person that I've ever worked with that has ever been on target with would ever say that point shooting is a thing or that it should be a thing.
Right, right. I've never seen a SWAT team member that would do it or a department that would allow it, because you'd be raked over the coals.
Exactly.
Doesn't that sort of violate one of the four rules, being sure of your target?
Yeah.
Doing that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's when I first started doing this, because I don't, and I still don't follow anyone. I have no idea what other people are doing. I never knew that this game was even out there, like the whole instruction game. But when I kind of got into the realm of it, yeah, it blew my mind that there was actually people out there teaching punches. I couldn't believe it. It's incredible.
Yeah, and it's popular. I mean, I think he nailed it. It's quicker and it's easy. And there's, you know, there's really no way to qualify how good you're doing because, you know, it's done. It's so weird. The whole thing is so, Zen and Eastern and a bunch of crap. Why not give people all the fundamentals instead of doing this crap? But it persists. And every time I write about it, I get shellacked by people. Well, it's quicker, you know, and I guess they're doing it now with ARs too. You know, they called I forget what the hell they call it, some kind of speed drill with an AR without the sights.
And the easy, it's simple. Anyone that questions it or asks you about it or wants to debate about it, just ask them truthfully, would you do that if your kid was in front of a target?
Yeah,
there's no way. Just think if you went to the range, you're like, all right, I'm going to try this. Like, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm just going to point you for a couple weeks. And you're like, all right, I get it. I'm pretty good at this. Like, you know, you personally. And then now take a family member and put it in front of a target. Do you think you're going to try that? Do you think you're going to give it a shot?
No.
There's no way.
Let's hold up.
Don't do it with someone else's family member.
Hold up right there if we can, because this is a fascinating discussion. I got a question when we get back. This is Think Aim Fire. They're discussing point shooting versus real shooting. Lee Williams, of course, he is a writer. He is a writer at gunwriter.substack.com, Armed American News. And then Bob runs something called Gamut Resolutions, where he actually teaches real shooting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works.
Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is Think Aim Fire. Lee had asked Bob, Lee Williams, writer, Bob Keller, Gamut Resolutions. They were discussing point shooting versus real shooting, which point shooting. Now, let me ask you a question, Bob, if I may.
Yeah.
When you're teaching, do you ever get to a point to where you say, okay, you guys are so advanced, you'll be able to understand what I'm about to tell you. And that is that if with all the fundamentals I've been teaching you and everything, if you actually practice those, because this is a martial art we're talking about, if you actually practice those, then, you get to, you won't need to worry about point shooting because you're going to be fast, you're going to be deliberate. And you're going to know what you're doing. You're going to move. You're going to do a lot of things to where you can get up there and get a sight picture. Versus getting out there and picking up a gun and pretending like you stayed at a Holiday Inn Express last night. And you're going to bypass all of the fundamentals and just go straight to the advanced class.
Nope. It doesn't matter if you're the day one beginner or someone who's been shooting every single day for 10 years straight. It always goes back to the fundamentals.
And Lee, you said
and actually getting the sight picture, yeah.
Yeah. And you said that when you write about this you get a lot of pushback.
Oh yeah. Yeah. These armchair commandos always shellac me. Well, I learned how to do it. You know, quick kill. It's a quick kill drill. We did it in the Army all the time.
Really?
Okay. I'll say this. The point shooting would be a lot cheaper because having just paid $500 for an optic for my new handgun, I could have saved that money. And you know, I always wanted to ask these point shooters this. Okay, if you're all instinctive and you're shooting with your inner chi and your zen and all that, why don't you take the sights off your pistol? Okay? Do that.
Well, I think some people actually do have, like, no front sight on their pistol.
Oh, my God.
Or no, it might be the rear sight. I don't know. Or they train that way. I've heard something like that. It's again, just the most ridiculous thing ever. You know, like the point shooting and thing shooting, it can't have come from real world stuff. It had to have come from competition shooters. Because competition, it doesn't matter if you miss, right? And you have to be fast. So in like that situation or a game or an event, it's not that big a deal, so why not point shoot? Right?
Right.
If you're just on the range point shooting, you're shooting in the paper target, if you miss, who cares? And I think the majority of shooters out there that don't know any better, all they know is range shooting. And they don't think of it as when they're on the range, that target they're shooting an actual real person or a hostage. They just think of it as target shooting. Well, then they get to the point where they start getting better, and they're like, oh, well, I want to be faster. Well, they start point shooting. And on the range, that doesn't matter if you miss. But most people just don't think operational when they go to the range, which is totally wrong. Every time that you are at the range shooting a paper target, you should be thinking it is straight up for real. This is your life every time you shoot. Think operational, but most people think competition and just range shooting.
That's one of the smartest things. That's one of the hundreds of the things that I've learned from you is the hatred of the target. You want to kill it because it's trying to kill you. And trust me, brother, I still hate the hell out of your dots. But everyone is real. Every round is live. And to me, why even train if you're such a good instinctive guy? You know, I've tried it too. I'll be honest. I've tried it at the range. I don't know where these guys fire from. Do they fire from the hip as soon as that barrel clears their holster? Or are they bringing it up and using two hands? Well, if they're presenting and they've got two hands on the gun, why not use the sight?
Exactly.
You know?
It's so dumb. And I wish I now, it's been so long since I've done it, but I did one of those big Insta-famous dudes, hundreds of thousands of followers were teaching the point shooting on a piece of steel or whatever his times were, and I went out to the range and I was like, just to see what the difference was. And like, it was like, 50, I did like 50 rounds point shooting, 50 rounds sight picture. And like out of 50 rounds point shooting, I think I had like 15 misses out of 50, but I mean, I'm pushing it for like the draw time, but you know, I'm getting a second, right? Yeah. So I didn't push it. So there was a little bit because of the misses there, but it was like 15 or 16 out of 50 misses. Like off the target, not even hitting the piece of steel. And like my times, I did a bunch of different variations, but like my times, it was funny when I went to actual getting sight picture, because that's what I've done my whole career and I'm used to it. And you know, some of the times could be a little bit skewed just by having a bobble at the holster, right? Or just coming out of the holster or not being as fast presenting. But the majority of the draws point shooting were faster, but the difference was like 0.20 to 0.30 seconds slower when I got sight picture. And when I was getting sight picture on all 50 rounds that I did, and I'm pushing it, I was pushing it at the same time, like trying to get the same speed, I had zero misses out of 50.
I want to ask a question here because I think I just stumbled onto something when I was listening to you guys. So the point shooters that vehemently defend the point shooting thing because it's so easy to do versus the sight shooters. But see, the sight shooters like you, Lee, and definitely like you, Bob, you guys are talking about adding this emotional realism to it. This, I'm not shooting a target. I'm in a gunfight. Sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
And what
right.
you're talking about is you're trying to teach mindset. And I don't think these point shooters can teach mindset. They're teaching instant gratification.
Right.
Because if you want to come to class and you want to be fast, you can be fast right out of the pipe. You don't have to spend those hours doing the draw.
Yeah, exactly. It's easy. Yep. So I think a lot of that's why people end up doing it. But it was funny when I did that, or interesting when I did that and got the time, because I thought it'd be a lot faster. So when you're looking at 0.20 seconds, for a competition guy, 0.20 seconds after all those events that they do is going to add up to seconds. But in a gunfight, you never know. It could be the difference, but like 0.20 to 0.30 seconds faster. To do point shooting
that's
over 100% being accurate.
That's a blip.
What's that? Yeah, that's a blip. Right. Is it really going to matter in a gunfight that 0.20 seconds? But to know that you're going to be 100% accurate, I'll take those odds all day long. you know, accuracy over being a little bit freaking slow. Now, if it was like 3 seconds faster, well, then I could almost, you could almost argue it. But I mean, when you're still under a half a second, you know, like slower or faster, you know, depending on if you're doing point shooting or actually getting sight picture, I mean, that's without question, you get sight picture.
Well, separate math, but missing 15 out of 50 rounds, that's a 30% failure, you know? And we're talking you, not some guy who just got the range for the first time.
That's what I was interested in. And maybe if I'd have slowed it down a little bit, I would have had a little bit more hits. But then if I'm slowing it down, then I might as well just use sights, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was surprised. I can't remember what the yardage was. But yeah, 15 out of 50. I mean, that's devastating. Right? I mean, all it takes is one miss. Even if it would have been 1 out of 50.
Well,
it would have proved my point.
Before we run out of time, I think it is important to point out that most of the time, if you're facing an assailant, you're going to turn on hyperviolence, and you're going to be doing, and the assailant didn't train at gamut resolution. He brought the gun to this for the intimidation factor. So he's probably not some disciplined shooter. He might be a point shooting disciple.
Let's hope.
So you guys probably win that one. You guys probably win that one hands down. Turn on the hyperviolence. You can find Lee Williams online at gunwriter.substack.com. You can find Bob Keller. You can go take a class with him. Go check out gamutresolution.com. Guys, once again, thank you for joining me. Good to have you back.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks for having us.
Coming up next, you, Eat Stout. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.